Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Main Street Magazine for pickup at locations for free throughout our immediate tri-state area, and also their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. And Thorin Christendotter joins us again this morning. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Enjoy the sun today.
I will.
Because there's not coming out the rest of the week.
Oh, well, there's sunshine in every drop.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's a good way to look at it. All right. So now, I see the new issue is up on the website and out in the tri-state region.
It is. We got it delivered last week, and Libby and Griffin were busy getting it out. I think they finished their deliveries Friday or Saturday, and so I hope folks are enjoying it.
All right. Once again, I want to start off, I didn't realize, sometimes, all the time, I lose track of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think 10 years ago was like a year ago.
Right.
But contrary, also, some things that happened fairly recently, I put back in time. And one of those is the Stissing Farm townhouses. I remember reading stories on the Stissing townhouses, where once again there was I believe it was last fall, where some people were not really happy with what was going on with that. But now I see that they've got the first 10 of the units completed.
I'm not sure actually.
Yeah, you've got your new section, and it's interesting because housing is needed. There's going to be 38 planned houses, and they're not low-income houses, but they're, if you look at the prices of houses around here, they're affordable. They're anywhere from $300,000 to $400,000. Now, I know to people my age, when we were looking for houses, that wasn't affordable, but that is considered in an affordable range right now for a lot of people. You know,
well, the market has gone up so crazy that the inflation of everything. I mean, groceries have doubled, so properties certainly have in the last 2 years have gone up quite a bit. So it's weird to say that that's considered affordable right now, right?
Well, but you look at the prices and you say, yeah, it is. It's, you know, if you can find a house for $300,000 and it has 3 bedrooms and 2 baths, yeah,
that's a pretty good deal.
It's a pretty good deal, actually.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I bought my first house back in the in like 1975. And I called my mother because I was so proud. I bought a 2-family house in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "What did you pay for it?" So I said, "I paid $17,000 for it."
Oh my God!
And she said to me, $17,000. My car costs more than that. She said. But it was a 2-family house. It afforded me to pay the rent by renting out upstairs, and it was on a very nice community street in Kingston, where there was a lot of families and the kids could play, and it was right next, literally a half a block away from the school.
Oh, okay.
So can you imagine trying to find something like that nowadays?
I wonder what that same house costs today.
Well, the neighborhood isn't so good today, 35 years later, but it was a great family neighborhood back then. So I consider myself lucky that I was able to do that. But anyways, I digress, and we'll go on to your issue, which basically is an earth-friendly issue.
It is. It's environmentally themed. We've had that the last couple of years, you know, in honor of Earth Day. So we call it, you know, we dub it Earth Month. And the majority of the articles in this month's issue, you know, revolve somehow around the Earth or Earth-related, if you will, even starting with our photographer, artist profile, Stephen, who, as you'll see in his photos, just are beautiful and are very kind of Earth-centric, if you will.
We'll start off with the first story that I see, and that is Simply Extraordinary.
Yeah, and that's the story of Stephen Green Armitage. This is another profile by CB, and the photos just blew me away. He lives, I think, actually out by Kingston right now, but he's in the area and has been in the photography biz for quite a while. And I think, you know, the photos just speak for themselves. I'm excited to see, you know, to hear what our readers think of the photos.
Well, in that story, my favorite photo is the alligator.
Isn't that something?
with the background on the water, the sun, it's and the mouth is open and you can see the teeth, and the alligator itself is a shadow.
That's my
favorite picture in the story.
I myself like the fishing photo, the blue hues, the backlit. I just, with the first that I saw that, I'm like, that's the lead-in photo right there.
All right. Well, we're going to go from alligators and photos like that. A lifestyle fusion, design and comfort.
Yep. This Griffin's piece here is about a local interior designer who is, I believe, if I remember correctly, in the Falls Village area. And she moved here with COVID with her family. And it tells the story of the business name is Casa Marcello. And talks about her journey to becoming an interior designer and her design preferences and kind of how she works with that.
You know, we're all interior designers. Today I've got a friend coming over to help me to move things around. I have to move things around and change the layout at least once a year. I don't know why, but I do. And today's the day I picked to do it. So I think everybody. I think the older we get, and the more set we get in our lifestyle, that it demands change, because you're not going to want to live in the same style when you're 30 than you were when you were 20, or when you're 50 when you were 20. You know, it demands change.
Right. Life changes.
Yeah. Some good things to. I see the ad for Paley's Market. They are open now, also up in Massachusetts. They're open. So the farm markets are all starting to open up, and that just makes you feel good.
It does. And did you see how bright and beautiful Paley's ad is?
Yes. Yes.
We always look forward to getting their ad every year, and Maureen, their designer. We can't wait to, you know, hear from Maureen when the season starts. And when we got this one, we're like, man, it's so yellow and bright. It's awesome.
Yeah, when all the farmers markets open up, some of them a little before Memorial Day, but most of them at Memorial Day, that just seals the deal. It really does. And it's amazing how farmers markets have influenced the economy in the towns that have them, especially like in Millerton and some of the areas where a lot of people show up for these farmers markets, and they're right in the center of a walkable shopping community. So anyway, it's nice to get into the nicer weather.
It is, and those farmers markets, like the one you mentioned in Millerton, you know, go inside during the winter. They're open all year long, so it's great when they finally get to go back outside and more vendors join and becomes, you know, more of a destination and to being outside and
it becomes an event, not just a farmers market. You're right, but when they're outside, even people just strolling by that have no idea, that could be from Yugoslavia visiting, and they'll walk by a farmers market like that's outside. And they'll stop by and more than likely buy something.
Exactly.
It's absolutely true. All right. Time to get into food. Sugar cookie cups.
With vanilla custard and chocolate ganache.
I would just scoop out the custard and the ganache. I would.
Well, when Libby made these, she brought a plate full down to the office for us. And we just about keeled over and died. They were phenomenal. They're like little bite-sized morsels, the sizing of them, and it's just enough. You don't want to eat more than that because it's like, it's so full of flavor, it's so rich, and the combination between the sugar cookie cup and then the ganache and the little bit of chocolate, it was fantastic.
See, I'd approach them the way I approach pot pie. I eat the top of the pot pie, then I eat what's in the pot pie, and then the last thing I eat is the crust, and I would probably do that the same with this.
You might have to eat it together, though. The combination of the texture and the flavor of these, I bit into it, took a little of the custard, but you need the little bit of chocolate, just a dab of chocolate, and then the sugar cookie cup. Almost a must.
All right. Well, I'll try to change my eating habits.
Well, just for this one, if you try these, just one bite with everything, and then, you know, try it your way and compare.
All right. We're speaking with Thorin Christendotter, of course. This is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. The new edition is out for free throughout the region and also on the website, mainstreetmag.com. We always pick a few stories every week just to go over. And now we get into the heart of the matter. And wetlands, and what are they worth? They are worth a lot.
Yeah, well, this is the real estate article of the month. And Christine, you know, per her usual, dives into these subjects that are just, you know, super interesting and relate to real estate value in this case. And she has talked to a few realtors. She herself is a realtor as well. So they have a little more intimate knowledge in that realm, you know, as we approach the subject of wetlands. So she kind of discusses, you know, what classifies a wetland, how they factor into real estate, whether it's selling or buying, you know, how much of a property is wetland, and then, you know, gets the opinion of a few realtors about how it impacts the value of a property, and then also the viewpoint of the seller and buyer in regards to the value of the property and the usage of it.
You know, it's funny, when I grew up, we lived at Elm Valley Farm, and when you come out of Sharon on Calkinstown Road and it turns into West Cornwall Road, after you get by the Audubon Center, you'll see a pond and a stream, and that is Karsh Brook, and it runs all the way down to Route 7. And at various places, there's huge swamps and wetlands. We, where we lived, there was a huge wetland area that was a swamp that was just north of where we lived, and then there was a bridge, and then that turned into a real beautiful pond right in front of our house, and then it turned into a stream the rest of the way down to Route 7. And the interesting thing about the wetlands is that it really did, it was an amazing thing to live by, because you would go out there and find things as kids. You'd have to wear boots and you'd have to go with an adult and everything. But you would find things in there that were absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Creatures, animals, not only fish, but the other animals that lived within and birds that lived within the wetland area. And it was absolutely, it was a great place to grow up. And I see that in your article, not all real estate agents agree about wetlands being good or not being good. Yes, well, you know, because it does limit what you can do with the property.
Right. And that's the thing. From their perspective, as a, you know, helping a buyer or a seller of a property, you know, there are limitations and it impacts the value of it and, you know, what can be done with the property, how you can even view the property, you know, from the different perspective of, are you buying it or you know, are you interested in buying it or are you trying to sell it? So, you know, there are many factors from their perspective that factors into that, you know, but as we all know, wetlands are, of course, crucial to the earth and they, you know, not just the animal life that lives there, but what they do in regards to, you know, climate change and, you know, things of that nature, you know, CO2 emissions, et cetera, are, of course, crucial to our environment. So, you know, for those properties who do have them and, you know, let them be, that's fantastic.
Well, the wetlands that we have up here are as important up here as the Breaker Islands are down off New Orleans and off the Florida coastlines that we have decimated over the years, as they were nature's protection against hurricanes.
Exactly.
And also the life that lived in those areas. So it's wetlands, no matter where they are, whether they're on a coastline or in landlocked where we are, an important part. Well, there's lots more stories about the earth inside this month's edition of Main Street Magazine. And like as I said, it's available now for free pickup throughout their newsstands throughout the area and stores, and also on their web, mainstreetmag.com. And we'll look at more next week, Thorne.
Sounds fantastic. Have a wonderful sunny day and stay dry the rest of the week.
Okay. Take care, Thorne.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thorne Christendatter from Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, you'll find them at mainstreetmag.com on the web.